Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 27, Polokwane 26.
Alberton, R59 North. We've now got queuing traffic towards Michelle Avenue. And bad news for Gautrain bus service users. Gautrain bus services have been suspended.
We start with our big news story at lunchtime. The former Johannesburg mayor and the state's withdrawal of charges against him. Kabelo Kwamanda says he intends seeking recourse. Kwamanda and his co-accused appeared briefly in the Protea Magistrates Court today, where they were charged for allegedly defrauding Soweto residents in a burial scheme they ran over a decade ago. Master Chaba Sefolado was at court.
Kabelo Kwamanda says while he feels vindicated, he's aggrieved over the losses he suffered as a result of the criminal case against him.
Ultimately, I will be seeking recourse.
He's however encouraged the youth of South Africa not to wait to be employed, but to start businesses like he did, even though he says he was targeted.
One of us was able to rise to the highest office in the city of Johannesburg and was able to build a tangible legacy. But that legacy is sought to be misconstrued with the criminalization of the individual that went against all odds.
Kwamanda maintains the charges against him were politically motivated. Master Chaba Sefolado for Jacaranda FM News.
Cabinet has reportedly rejected Finance Minister Enokoronwana's revised budget, which excludes the proposed 2% value-added tax increase, labelling it unworkable. Yesterday's special cabinet meeting was aimed at ironing out differences among parties in the Government of National Unity over the postponed budget. A cabinet subcommittee chaired by Deputy President Paul Mashatile has been established to look at possible options. Now, DA MP Mark Burke has emphasised that the party will be rejecting the 2% value-added tax increase as proposed by the Government of National Unity. Burke presented an alternative budget today.
We believe it's actually time to think critically. We do not have a shortage of tax revenue. We have a shortage of scrutiny. No new taxes, including VAT, personal income tax and company tax. South Africa's tax base is too small to carry any additional tax increases without choking the private sector, investment and further damaging the economy. Tax increases will chase away investment, shrink our tax base and ultimately cause damage to the economy.
To the Western Cape, where the Cape Winans District Municipality's fire services will today continue with active firefighting in the Witzenberg area. Today is day 8 of active firefighting for teams in the Cape Winelands. The municipality spokesperson Joanne Otto says while the wildfires in the Wellington area are now fully contained, work continues in Witzenberg.
Firefighting will continue on all lines today with monitoring and mopping up in areas where possible. There is some concern that wind speed will increase, exacerbating already difficult conditions, and the terrain is very uneven, offering few access points from where the crews can access the fire lines.
And we end off with a reminder, the continuation of load shedding. It's, however, since been reduced to stage 2. This following the successful recovery of 8 out of the 10 generation units. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena.
These positive developments support our ongoing focused efforts to stabilize the power supply and ensure reliability. Currently, unplanned outages are at 13,690 megawatts, which is 690 megawatts higher than our summer outlook base case of 13,000 megawatts.
I'm Chanel Sipimanet, very witness. The eer aanklachte van bedrog tegen die voormalige burgemeester van Johannesburg, Kabelo Kwamanda, en zijn medebeskuldigde is voorlopig teruggetrek.
Very interesting. Provisionally, though. Provisionally, voorlopig. Okay. Got some other good news for you. I got news. I got good news.
More dad jokes.
No. No. You will remember this well, Chanel. I told you about 3 months ago that astronomers had discovered the asteroid, which is about between 80 and 120 meters long, and it was heading slowly towards, well, actually really fast towards Earth. And they said daar was net 1.2% moontlikheid om het dat sal die aarde tref. And then they increased it to 2.3, and last week they increased